Catherine Tulich is back with us at WSFM to talk about new movies this week from a very hot, steamy LA. And we've had to turn the fan off.
Not kidding.
Had to turn the fan off in your living room because it sounds like
I'm sweating here talking to you because it's so hot in my place.
Yeah, and the fan makes it sound like you're standing in front of a propeller plane. But anyway, let's push on before you get too sweaty. Now, The Beguiled. This looks interesting with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, this got a lot of attention at the Cannes Film Festival because the director, Sofia Coppola, daughter of Francis Ford Coppola, directed this film and wrote it. And she's such an interesting director. She always does movies that a little, you know, female twist like Lost in Translation. And this time she remade an old movie that Clint Eastwood was in many years ago back in the 70s. And it's basically about a soldier that sort of gets rescued by this group of women in the American Civil War. But all the interplay then between these women and this man who's played by Colin Farrell in this leads to a lot of intrigue, it's really a thriller in many ways. But Nicole Kidman is the lead in this, and she's really terrific as sort of the school mom that runs this school of girls that suddenly this man is now in. And I asked Sophia when I spoke to her about, you know, why Nicole was so perfect for this.
Nicole Kidman is so good in this. She just seems to capture that role so well. I mean, between sort of, you feel for her, but you also sense her anger.
I know, I felt like she is that character. She's really incredible to watch, and that she made that character human, because she could have just turned it, she could have easily been a campy villain, but she made her really human, and you feel for her. So it's just a credit to Nicole that she's able to bring that.
And of course there's another Australian in it.
And Gary Rice plays one of the students, and she's also from Australia, and she's a talented, wonderful young actress.
I was reading too that you didn't like the gore a little bit. You had to deal with that. That's something that was new for you too. Because
yes.
Well, I guess we have a little bit of surgery,
yes,
home surgery.
We don't want to give away too much, but there's a little bit of blood and gore. And I have meetings with the special effects makeup artist, and he was saying, like, where do you want the bone and the blood? And I was like, I don't know, whatever you think. Like, so it was fun. I it was definitely something new for me. And I tried to not be squeamish about it.
So that's director Sofia Coppola. I just read a quick review about The Beguiled. Film Inc. say Sofia Coppola's career may have all been leading up to this. Is it that good?
That sounds pretty good. Wow. I think she's good. I love her as a director, and I think this film is great. And I mean, you know, she got Best Director at the Cannes Film Festival for this, and I think she deserved it.
Now, the other movie that's getting so much advertisement at the moment is Baby Driver. Now, you sometimes wonder when they flog the living daylights out of a film on TV ads whether it's actually going to live up to the level of hype. Everyone's talking about this, aren't they?
Yeah, this looks the hype started building when I saw a bit of footage of this at CinemaCon earlier this year in Las Vegas, and people are raving about this film. The footage was extraordinary, what I've seen. I mean, there's car chases in this that I've never seen before. And what's really interesting about this, it's about a getaway driver, but the whole film is set to a music soundtrack, and everything is played to this music. So it is a wild ride and really worth seeing.
Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles, put that fan back on and try. And,
I will be.
Try and keep yourself cool and sane. Thank you for nattering with us at WSFM.
Great. Always a pleasure.